So Chris, you're a community advocate. You work directly with homeless. Why do you care about this issue?
Because homelessness shouldn't exist. Because it's a form of extreme poverty that should not happen in the richest country in the history of human civilization. And I believe that, you know, we have a duty, we have a responsibility as a city and as fellow citizens to make sure that everyone is housed and has what they need ultimately to get by day to day.
So, Chief, you have some thoughts on this maybe? Public safety?
I want to just reinforce the importance of calling us when you see that suspicious behavior, because although we may not be able to take any specific action in that instance, we are a data-driven department. We do collect data on where things are occurring, where crime's occurring, when it's occurring, and that's how we deploy our officers based on both time and location. So it's important to note when these things are happening.
Matt, you want to say something?
Yeah, I also just want to make sure that we really start to identify what criminal activity means and what it is. People just being in a place because they have nowhere else to be is not a crime. So I think really starting to focus... Really starting to focus on, you know, no one's up here advocating for people to be able to assault other folks or be able to be aggressive in nature. We wouldn't expect that from our community, from our house community. So we don't expect it from people experiencing homelessness. So there, we just have to really be able to identify what it is that we're talking about when we discuss criminal activity. If something looks like criminal activity, you know, that's not necessarily mean that it is criminal activity. Sure. It's just people living.
So.
All right, let's let our panelists finish. Chris,
I want to push back a little bit on the question as well, because this, the people that are camping in your neighborhoods are your neighbors too. They live in your neighborhood also. And I think it's clear that the city needs to provide additional resources to help limit the impacts on house neighbors of camping, which also is going to really help people that are camping currently to live in more sanitary conditions and be healthier themselves. And so I really do support immediately providing those sorts of things, trash pickup, porta potties, sure, and other types of services. But I think it's really important to understand that, you know, people in your neighborhoods are your neighbors, and I know a lot of folks are feeling victimized by people camping in their neighbors, but almost every single one of those folks would switch places with you if they could. And that we're all trying to get to a place where we can live together and live together well.